There's enough uncertainty to go around right now. NetSuite reduces it by giving you visibility and control. At NetSuite by Oracle, we give you a full picture of your business in real time. Receive your free guide right now at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, May 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The $660 billion Paycheck Protection Program is meant to help small businesses stay afloat during the coronavirus pandemic. And it's helped a lot of them pay the bills and keep workers on staff. But some business owners in larger cities are worried that even with a loan, only being able to allocate a relatively small part of the money for non-payroll expenses could put them in a bind.
This is a very, very frustrating situation for a lot of businesses, particularly if they are already closed and have laid off employees. For these companies, if they want to qualify for grants, they're going to have to bring back workers even when their businesses are closed.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Yuka Hayashi. Coming up, she'll explain more about those restrictions, including how they got into the program in the first place.
There's enough uncertainty to go around right now. NetSuite reduces it by giving you visibility and control. NetSuite by Oracle is the world's number one cloud business system, so you have clear visibility and total control of your business. With NetSuite, we give you financials, cash flow, payroll, inventory, and more, all in one place. Join over 20,000 companies who trust NetSuite to stay in control. Receive your free guide managing business uncertainty and schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/wallstreet. netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Many small business owners in big cities who've taken out loans through the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, find themselves in a tough spot. They can pay workers and avoid layoffs, but they may not have the money they need to pay for rent and utilities. Wall Street Journal reporter Yuka Hayashi is here to explain why. So, Yuka, how does the allocation of funds for small businesses contribute to this problem?
The program requires businesses to spend at least 75% of the funds on payroll to keep workers employed or rehire workers if they have already let go their employees. And that leaves only 25% to cover other essential expenses, including rent and utility payments. And for businesses that are located in big, expensive cities, New York is the prime example of that. That 25% in many cases is not enough to cover their rent and other costs.
Is that enough of a hurdle for some small businesses to have to walk away from the loan opportunity?
This is a very, very frustrating situation for a lot of businesses, particularly if they are already closed and have laid off employees. For these companies, if they want to qualify for grants, they're going to have to bring back workers even when their businesses are closed. And at the same time, they have these rent bills, utility bills, piling up. They would rather spend the money to cover these expenses in order to survive.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said the intent of the loans was to encourage hiring and employee retention, but not pay all of a business's overhead. How is that going over with business owners you spoke with?
You know, using this program to maintain employment, keep people employed, was the primary goal when Congress set up this program. But when they were designing the program, they were not envisioning a crisis that would last for such a long time. So while businesses are waiting for money to arrive, they are quickly running out of funds. So now they are desperately hoping to use whatever money they can get in terms of government assistance in order to pay their bills.
But didn't the Small Business Administration have major influence on this cap for non-payroll expenses being in the bill?
It certainly did. After Congress passed the legislation to set up this program, the administration officials from the Treasury Department and the Small Business Administration put together a package that includes all the details on how this program is run. And when those details were announced several days later, they included this cap on non-payroll expenses, which surprised a lot of people.
Some small business owners have said that working with their bank, maybe it wasn't always easy, but it might have been the key for them to secure a loan. on another one of our podcasts, Secrets of Wealthy Women, the guest on the latest episode was Kate Luzio. She's the founder of a female-focused workspace in New York City called Luminary. And she talked about how she was able to leverage her relationship with her bank even before the loan package was passed. This is Kate.
I called our banker and said, okay, are you doing this? If this goes through, will you be, approved lender? I understand. I also understood how difficult it has been in the past to historically get a small business loan. So I knew the documentation that they would be looking for and what would be required. So I do believe that my background, I had a bit of a leg up because I knew what they would look for. I also immediately called our accountant and said, what are we going to need here? And, you know, even before we knew that it was going to be passed. So I think being prepared very early on really helped.
Yuka, have you heard from small business owners that working with their bank was a challenge?
So businesses that have had a close relationship with banks, and banks happen to be the ones that are willing to help small businesses in this case, they tend to have had easier access to funds. Remember that under this program, so many small businesses, I think millions of them, are still waiting to get their funds. And a big reason for that is some banks have so many applicants that it's taking them a long time to get to a lot of their customers.
Now, if payroll and non-payroll costs were given equal weight in the loans package, how would that drive up the costs?
If we were to have a program that would cover both payroll costs and non-payroll costs, like rent expenses, that would probably double the size of the fund. The current program right now is $660 billion. So double of that is $1.3 trillion. It's a huge amount of money.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Yuka Hayashi. Yuka, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.